Text numéro 98. Who picked British fruit and veg before migrant workers? As Britain tiptoes cautiously towards leaving the European Union, there is concern about the impact of Brexit on the farming industry. 90% of British fruit, salads and vegetables are indeed currently picked and packed by overseas workers. As far back as the 14th century, itinerant migrants were known to do the job. By the end of the 18th century, large travelling gangs of Irish men, women and children would help bring in the annual harvest. From the end of the 18th century until the mid-19th century, labour requirements in agriculture were increasing due to more labour-intensive crops. At the same time, the number of full-time farm workers was shrinking as they were either pulled towards jobs created by industrialisation or pushed out by mechanisation. Prior to the introduction of the Gangs Act in 1867, a large proportion of farm workers were women and children who provided cheap labour. This new law forbade children under 8 from working. A series of new laws followed, making school attendance compulsory for children between 5 and 12. As more women began to move into the service sector, there was a decline in the supply of female agricultural labourers. In response to labour shortages following World War II, the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Scheme, SAWS, was introduced in 1945, allowing foreign workers to harvest fruit and vegetables. Most of these workers were Eastern European, and after the 1990s, British agriculture became heavily dependent upon international migrant workers. Agriculture rapidly moved to a more intensive industry, and many farms have had to extract greater efficiency from their workers at a lower cost. Therefore, the role of farmers to their workers has become less paternalistic and more distant and bureaucratic, further dissuading locals from wanting to do the work. Seasonal jobs are indeed known to be low-paid, hard work with long hours. Domestic residents prefer permanent employment or even unemployment. Migrant workers rather see it as a step, allowing them to earn an income that has more worth in their home country. Schemes to encourage British workers back to the land have largely failed. So, question marks hang over rhetoric arguing that Brits are too lazy, unavailable, or incapable of doing the work, or that they have an inferior work ethic to overseas workers. The use of technology so far has proved challenging in the harvest of fragile soft fruits and vegetables, but it is likely that the future will see a gradual move towards the use of robots. Until then, unless food prices change or new systems emerge encouraging domestic workers to pick our fruit, British farms are likely to remain highly dependent on overseas workers. Adapted from The Conversation UK, September 2016.